Yo. Yo. Blue.
Yo, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
I bet. What's going on with LGTV? What's poppin'?
LGTVpodcast.com. What's up?
Young Vontae.
Yo, we live?
We live.
What's going on, boy?
Man, bro.
Go Cowboys.
Oh, go Cowboys. Go Cowboys.
Yeah, I barely got out of that last one.
Trey thought he was going to lose.
Hey.
That was, I told you, it's a game now.
It's a game. I was watching with my dad. I was like, just run the ball. Now they want to be cute and want to play action. There you go. Pick six.
Okay. Yeah, Dak ain't been looking well, so I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
The first three games of the season, I thought he was making a beeline to the MVP, honestly.
He was. He was definitely in the running, for sure. That's for sure. But, yeah, right now, that MVP race is what? Tom, Collar.
Tom.
That's pretty much it.
You don't think we'll make a
list, but maybe. Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah, Aaron up there, too.
No. Anybody with sense knows this time.
Micah up there.
Nah.
Well, he should be, but hey, we ain't going to talk about that.
Defensive player of the year and rookie of the year, Young Lawrence Taylor.
I mean, the favorite right now by Ben Oz is still Myles Garrett.
Yeah, him or Watt. Well, no, I would go Garrett, Micah, then Watt. Because Watt missed a game or two, didn't he? He at least missed one.
Yeah, I know the voter is not going to consider it, but the only thing I have about Micah is if he was getting full-time, like, pass rushing attempts like them, how many sacks would he have?
Yeah. But then you could say, well, it shouldn't just be a who can get the most sacks award. It should be a who's the best defensive player. And we know he could do it all. That's why that's why we just don't have him rushing, because he could do so much more than that, than just rush.
I agree. I agree. Because even when they like line up of course he played linebacker, but he has more tackles. Before, I think he has like 30 more than both of them. So
exactly. So he competing with them in sacks, and then he could do coverage. He could play coverage. He can get tackles also. So if he don't get this one, he gonna get one eventually. What y'all want to dive into first, bro? We obviously got a lot of NFL stuff to talk about. What y'all want to get into first?
Don't matter. Maybe just whatever we go with.
Let's see. Today, of course, we got Rams, Cardinals.
Big game.
Jalen Ramsey's out, Tyler Higbee out. I definitely think the Cardinals win that. The Cardinals, the Rams defense is gonna have to come to play, but I mean, you lost your best corner, lost your tight end, so it's already difficult obviously playing them, so it's gonna be that much more difficult. And I just don't see them pulling it out. I got Arizona winning comfortably.
I don't have faith in Arizona.
I mean, you could keep saying that. I think, like,
yeah. I mean, I guess I can, but their 10-2 record, even 11-2 after tonight, maybe. I don't think they do nothing in the playoffs, honestly.
So, do you think Kyler is special?
Yeah, in a Russell Wilson kind of way. Like, I think he could be figured out. I don't think he's a Super Bowl champion. I don't. Or will be. And I know he's won at every level, but I don't think he win. I just don't think he can win with a 5'11" quarter. No, he's not 5'11". 5'9", 5'8" quarterback. I don't think he can. So, and they're figuring out to, you know, be successful in the regular season, but I just think playoff time is a different ball game. I don't think they do nothing in the playoffs. I just don't think they can. I think you come up against the best coach. You come up against the hardballs. You play the Belichicks. You play the Pete Carrolls. You play them. Like, I don't think you do that in the playoffs. I don't think they do nothing.
I was telling somebody today, like, I think if they stay in the first seed, okay, you know, they could make a decent run. I can't see them going to Green Bay in the playoffs and winning. I can't see that. Right. And I mean, it could happen. I mean, Eli did it, so anything is possible.
That's true. Like I said, if you stay in the one seed, you get that first round bye. The only one team gets a bye this year. But if they don't get the one seed, wherever they go, it's going to be a dog fight.
And if they win that game, then we don't have to worry about the NFC playoffs being decided by no weather issues, because we'll have Cowboys, we'll have Tampa, we'll have the Rams, we'll have Arizona. So it won't be no weather factors unless one of them lose, obviously, in Green Bay go jump up. But other than that, we all good on the weather.
What you talking about?
In the playoffs, if we won't have to worry about no games being affected by weather. Of course, Green Bay gonna get a home game, but I'm saying, like, if they're not the number one seed, then eventually they might have to go to, you know, Tampa or go to Arizona or come to Arlington. So
I'll be out there too. But I mean, because right now, if they keep winning, because they the number two seed right now, right?
Who?
Green Bay.
Oh, they should. Are they right there? Because, I mean, they beat Arizona. So, if they not, I mean, do they got the same amount of wins?
What? Well, tonight, because I think Green Bay 10-3 and Arizona, 10-2?
Yeah.
So if they win tonight, there'll be a half a game, because if you beat somebody, that gets you half a game, right? Yeah. So, they'll be half a game behind. Green Bay will be half a game.
I think so.
So they can't
look. I mean, the rest of their schedule, they got Baltimore. Who knows if Lamar gonna play? I mean, I know they said they hope he do, but
yeah, that's gonna be tough.
They got the Browns on Christmas Day.
Yep.
Vikings and Lions
on Christmas Day. Hold on, wait, what?
Yeah, they got some games on Saturday, on Christmas.
Yeah, it's games next 2 weekends on Saturday. Next two weekends.
See, I knew the Patriots playing the Colts next weekend.
This weekend.
Yeah, coming up weekend, but.
Okay. Yeah, games on Saturday next 2 weeks.
So on Christmas Day, it'll be what? Football and basketball games, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't really get into the NBA like that until Christmas Day, but okay.
Yeah, games are kind of iffy though. We got the first game is either the Hawks and the Knicks or the Bucks and the Celtics, or it's vice versa. But those are the first two games. Then you got Lakers Nets, you got Jazz Mavericks, which Luka might not even play, so that might be a dub. So it might be a boring Christmas NBA.
Yeah, Christmas. Yeah.
So. We're going to see the numbers. I think the NFL probably blow them out the water, honestly. Like, it might not even be a competition. Yeah. It might be embarrassing. So, yeah. I know the NBA mad about that. Like you said, that used to be – that Christmas used to belong to the NBA.
Yeah, that was their day, yeah.
Christmas Saturday? Yeah, we playing on that day too, buddy.
Yeah, that's ours. Appreciate it.
Like, yeah, you can't even own that, so they can't get away from the NFL. They even moved. They had the TNT games on Thursdays. They even stopped that because of the NFL. It was like, ain't no point in just wait till NFL season over, then we'll have it to ourselves. But can't even get away from them on Christmas. starting the game.
Especially this year, boy. I mean, teams don't even care for watching. It just all these games have been nail biters. Like literally, yesterday the Bucks game overtime. The Cowboys, hey, you gotta keep watching that game. We saw the Baltimore and the Pittsburgh game. Like all these games are good, bro. Like all of them.
But I think yesterday, it was two games overtime. It was the Bengals and 49ers and
49ers. Yeah, that game. Right, the last second throwdown of Ja'Marr Chase. Like,
what was you saying about that?
No, I was saying, I'm trying, like, I think, like, that's the thing, like, because I think that's why the odds be like that in Vegas. Like, it's very, like, very rarely you do see, like, blowout games in the NFL because it just seems like teams just somehow come back and, like, get back into the games.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's always like that. Like, the Bucks was beating the Bills, like, 24-3 first half.
Momentum, like.
24-3, and then it's just like, I mean, everybody's just so talented. It's just always like, I mean, it'd be like that in NBA sometimes, a blowout start, but obviously NBA is much, much faster pace, and you can get up threes and get back in the game. NFL, like you said, it's just, I don't know, just momentum, just good football players, and just come back. Like,
dang, but I think also what happens, like, you start playing more of a conservative defense, like, okay, we'll let them get this. And before you know it, them niggas get an easy-ass touchdown, then a punt or something here, and then you're like, dang, these niggas ain't got back in it.
Like, with the Cowboys, like, I mean, if Dak don't throw the pick six, then we just literally just run the ball, punt it, we might not even be having any type of discussion. But
well, not even that touchdown,
the touchdown of Sims?
No, not that one. That was a hell of a person. That was just a hell of a catch by him because Trayvon had his hand in there and everything. But that nigga, like, when they went downfield, like, bro, we had backup. I hate when Mike McCarthy do that. Like, oh, I mean, Aaron on it. We had a lead on the side of caution. Nigga, keep them niggas in the game.
Yeah, depending on how, because, I mean, you know, some people might be like, well, if they get hurt, you're going to say, but, like, like we see, people can come back anytime. Like, and it depends on what backups you have in too. Like,
cause you asking for backups, plus you telling niggas like don't let nothing behind you, so they just getting all the underneath stuff.
Yeah.
Man, who dog is that in the background?
Mine.
I'm walking away from. That boy going wild.
What was I gonna say? We had Bucks. What other good games was yesterday? I said Bengals 49ers. That was a good game. What's y'all predictions for how this last, what, 3-4 weeks finna go? on both sides.
Just I don't know about both sides. I just know on the AFC side, I said what I said. Y'all laughed at me. Y'all laughed at me. I said the Patriots we're gonna make it to the playoffs. They're not just gonna only make it to the playoffs. My prediction is they're gonna be the number one seed,
bro.
But this is why, and Vontae laughed at me. They're gonna make it to the playoffs because of their schedule looks decent. They can catch fire at the end. And y'all was like, no, they're going to lose the Bills. No, the Chargers. No, they ain't going to be. And every time, they went out and beat them. Every time. So I just wanted to get off my chest because y'all thought I forgot it.
Bonte, what you think? You think they get lucky?
Lucky.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Didn't nobody see this, bro. Didn't nobody see them niggas going on a run like this, bro. That was your fandom saw that, bro.
No. But this is the thing, though. I gave you two losses. I said, you know what? I'll give you both losses against the Bills, but they're going to beat everybody else. I just looked at the schedule and how they were playing. Like, it's the Belichick team that get good in the middle of the season. They just get better. They keep getting better. They learn. They figure it out. And we wouldn't have did that with Cam. I like Cam. I don't think we could have did it with Cam. So, I don't know. Do Cam got a job still? I mean –
Yeah, bro, he benched again, like for the second time, bro.
It's over, bro. He can't throw. He's not a thrower of the football no more. He literally cannot.
Throw. Did he have an arm injury or shoulder injury? That's how it looks like when he throws. Like he has.
And then maybe that's why. But I mean, it killed it. It's over. Like it's done.
I've never liked the mechanics on his throwing motion anyway. It looks like it's a bad throw every time anyway.
Yeah, he come. I mean, just as a youngin, his throwing motion was weird. So. he had a shoulder injury. I mean, he looked like it. Like he
was throwing the ball like Markelle Fultz. Who should shoot them.
It's over with. So, Patriots, like, I don't know. Josh, like, Bill should have won that game. Especially, even on the last play, Josh had Cole Beasley. He missed them, but they won, so you got to give it to them. They're not going to beat themselves. That's the number one. I mean, it sounds simple, but it's not simple. I mean, it's simply wins. Like, we're not going to beat ourselves. Like, you're going to have to earn this W because we're not going to give it to you. We know teams give W's away every week. So,
if you fumble the ball on the Patriots roster, like, you might miss the next three games. Like,
yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, who they got left? The Colts? They got, like, I mean, they're going to be in every game. I don't know if they'll win every game.
Colts this Saturday, they got the Bills again. I think that's going to be in New England. It's going to be definitely better weather than last time.
Yeah.
So I'll pose this question. Besides the Patriots, who do you think the second best team is in the AFC?
The Chiefs are catching fire, and I don't like it.
That's the only team I can say, because I honestly thought the Chargers was going to be in that conversation. I thought who else was going to be
getting hot at the right time, too, though.
Lamar get hurt, you know.
We know it's not, you know, I mean, you could start the season off where if you could tell any team, okay, you could either start hot or finish hot. We know what they're going to say. So, I mean, I think the Chargers are right doing it. I think the Chargers are hot. Speaking of, they both play on Thursday. They play each other Thursday, the Chiefs and the Chargers. So, you know, somebody going to get cooled down. But no matter who loses that game, I like both of them coming down the stretch. Especially if Lamar injury. I mean, they're saying it's a low ankle sprain. He should be okay. But if he's affected, because they got so many injuries, just crazy. So I really like the Chargers and the Chiefs coming down the line. Especially, I think them along with the Patriots are at the top of the AFC. And then after that, you know, depending on Lamar health, it's really.
That wasn't the Patriots at the top. Well, I can't get nobody to say that the first few weeks of the week of the year.
I mean, they number one right now. I mean, you can't take that away from them.
That sounds so good.
Who the team in the – I wish my boy was here. Who the number one team in the AFC North?
Speaking of your boy, one time for Gary. Gary didn't make it today. Hey. Working.
Yeah, Gary, wait. I asked him, I say, Gary, are you done with being? But that boy tiptoed around it, didn't he?
No, we just gotta make some corrections.
Last Thursday they looked horrible. Just like we was talking about with the momentum and teams always getting back in the game, they came back, but I mean they started off horrible. They always start games horrible. They gotta fall on the coach. Cowboys kind of be starting games off horrible. Like if starting games off horribly consistently falls on the coaching staff, for sure. For sure.
This still a defense, bro. I don't know if it's just they not getting Mike T. They want a new voice, but the defense is just. I mean, as good as TJ and Minka is, like that ain't enough.
They still defend Joe Hayden. Joe Hayden was at Florida when we was in college. Didn't know in high school maybe. Like.
Drafted by the Browns.
You still depend on Joe Hayden in 2021. I don't believe in your defense. I don't care who else on the field. Maybe a little bit because the Bucks still depend on Richard, but he moving to safety, so like he's supposed to when you get old. So
like Darren, I'm
gonna say
Darren Charles
Wilson.
Yep.
Yeah. So still is this. I got to go back and listen to our last episode where we talked has the predictions, but I think I had them finish at 8-9. I think that was around that.
Now they're 8-1.
They got a tie.
At the beginning of the season, At the beginning of the season, Lou, you had the Browns in the Super Bowl, didn't
you? Did I say that? Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Said Bucks and Browns. I remember that BB, Bucks and Browns.
You still in on it? Or
The Browns, they got a big W yesterday, obviously, without Lamar, but they pulled it out at the end. They still in the playoff hunt. Right down there with, like, teams like the Colts and the Bills now. Shoot, they free-falling.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone
bills? What was I going to say? But, yeah, in the NFC top three, I got Arizona, Green Bay, and the Bucks. Like, I think they by far top three, and I think – I got a Bucks Packers rematch NFC Championship again, I think. In the AFC, I really depending on how the bracket go, I could see a Chargers Patriots AFC. I really don't want to see the Patriots in the Super Bowl. That's stupid. Like that wouldn't even bro, like that wouldn't even make sense, bro. I don't want to, like.
And it just feel like that's something that might happen just because. Like, these niggas win 14 in a row.
Because teams are so stupid. Like, and Bill just take advantage of these idiots. Like, so dumb. He just take advantage.
Honestly, like, with the Chiefs that start rolling, like, seeing his defense against that offense.
Do the Patriots and the Chiefs play in the regular season?
I don't think so. It potentially could be a matchup in the playoffs.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I'm speaking of them, I'm starting to see, like I talked about, I think I on the prediction episode, or maybe on another episode, where I talked about, like, what the Chiefs going to look like when Travis starts slowing down. Like, it's sooner rather than later.
Kelsey, yeah, you've been preaching that for, like, the last 18 months.
I want to see what you look like. We don't have that to depend on, because we saw Tom transform 18 times. I mean, he started out the opposite way. He started out with the opposite way of Patrick. He started out with nothing, and then he got Randy and Wes. Like, Patrick been kind of spoiled. Like, when Travis loses step, like, what you gonna look like when Tyreek loses step? He's gonna be. I mean, he's not gonna have no more value. He a midget, so.
Patriots' remaining schedule is they got the Colts, they got the Bills again, of course, the Jags and Dolphins. So Jags and Dolphins are W's. They beat the Colts too.
That's crazy. They finna win out. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
I called it though. I said their schedule is not the
because they're not gonna let Jonathan Taylor run the ball. Like, they just not gonna let him run. And I think he's great. They just not gonna let him run. Like Carson Wentz. Gonna get embarrassed, gonna go be out there looking stupid. Cause you know they preaching all week. Like, we know the Patriots gonna stop running, like Carson, it's on you, and he gonna go out there and look goofy. Saturday night football.
Oh no, I got the Colts beating them, bro.
All right, bro.
When he said I don't know, you already knew it's coming. It's coming.
I was just going to ask him what he thought about that. But then this
they play in Indianapolis too. Yeah.
Well, that don't mean nothing. What that mean?
They got a perfect away record, I think, don't they?
Yeah, I think the Patriots started 0-4 at home, and then.
Yeah, because Vontae was talking, he was talking north. I said, yeah, that little home field advantage looking too good this year. Okay. You're right. They 3-4 home now, 6-0 away. Yeah, you're right.
Who we finished with, Vontae? We got Cardinals.
We got the Giants.
Yeah,
we got the Redskins again. And then the Cardinals and Eagles. So we got three out of four of them division games.
Yeah, I give us at least two dubs out of that. Just give us two, and we'll be fine with whatever else. Give me two, and we straight.
Now, where things get interesting. Is well, I guess they well because they said I was listening to some today. So if the Cardinals lose today, they'll put them at 10-3, and then say we just win our next two games or whatever. Like that game between us will like mean some as far as playoff seed.
Yeah, they're gonna beat us, bro. they're gonna beat us. I can see it now. Unless we have Micah just spy collar all game, but maybe they ain't gonna do that. They're gonna have him rushing. Collar out the back door for 30. He's making them look silly. Oh my goodness.
I think the thing with them, like to see they full, like DeAndre got to get healthy.
They got something. I mean, it matter. You need him. I mean, they set him for a while. He looked all right against the Bears. They came back against, so they gonna be tough, bro. They like I said, I can't see them going to Green Bay and winning. But other than that, you gonna have a tough time dealing with that.
What's Zeke's future with the Cowboys?
Cut. Cut like a fade. Well,
Pollard hurt.
Yeah, so he got to play. But Zeke ain't in. He got a knee injury on top of not being the same player he was. So
it's officially like your round's over. You had a good 3 years. Is that it? Or
that's it?
Something else? Oh. The scheme or the coach?
People, bro, running into 300-pound specimens.
Yeah,
100. 200, 300, like that stuff start adding up. Like you don't think about, like I got always mention that. Like you don't think about how many times you get a run and you run into a 300-pound man,
and he just and lay on you.
And no, like
you roll down your leg, roll down your thigh. Yeah.
We know that. Like that's just ass up, bro. Like period, point blank on your body. Like how many times do we run from? I mean, in college he ran a lot. We as soon as he got to the NFL, we ran him into the ground. Like that stuff start adding up, bro, and it wear on your body and it slow you down. Like. He's not the same at all.
I got a coworker who's a big Cowboys fan. Love Zeke, but I'm like, man, running backs ain't got no long lifespan as it is. And Zeke, Zeke used to get the pill all the time, and now it's starting. You start to see.
That's why teams are no longer doing that. Like you got two back systems mostly. Like, like you the stars you'll get them. Like Jonathan Taylor, like they finally figured out. Oh, what Jonathan Taylor? This nigga, keeps him different ball. You're not going to see that as much as often. Like, that's why paying running backs is stupid. Like, there's no point in paying – I don't care who it is. There's no point in paying the running back. It's 0 point. It's a waste of money, waste of resources. You run them into the ground through their rookie contract, and you move on.
Dang.
Name of the game.
Y'all know up until last week who the third leading rusher in the NFL was?
Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I'll take about his second league rusher up to next last.
And he can't even follow. He's an anomaly. He's the there's a every.
When you say it don't matter who it is, I'm like, I don't know, my boy Derrick Henry.
And that's it. He's the exception to every. It's always the outliers, and he's one. Other than that, nah. And he finally a stupid foot injury got him. Like out of all things, the little foot, like Christian McCaffrey breaking down. Like he just. It's just hard. It's just hard, bro. You feed them running backs and you move on. That contract he gave Zeke looking worse and worse.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all got any predictions or y'all want to wait on the championship games?
I said we wait on Gary Bear. I know he got a lot to say.
he got a lot to say, all right. A lot of cussing, a lot of I don't believe in them.
He don't believe in nobody.
Yeah, nobody.
I don't know who Gary's Super Bowl pick is, so let him tell everybody ain't nobody going to make it.
Ain't going to be the Super Bowl, according to Gary. Everybody trash.
Gary, I'm on that flow right now.
Every Sweet. Flaw that the team got. Every flaw. Yeah, but they can't run the ball, bro. What they going to do when – I don't know, Gary. They just don't win. I'm confident in the Packers and Bucks NFC Championship game. Anything other than that I mean, it would be exciting because that would mean a Cardinals or I don't want Rams. They tried. I salute them for going all in. You can't do nothing but salute, but I don't think it's going to work, bro.
You don't think it's going to matter nothing?
Say it again.
Nah, man, you wouldn't get Vaughn. Niggas saying I haven't seen Vaughn since he got there.
I said the same thing. People are like, oh, they're going out there. Like, but I look at Von Miller's stats. I asked y'all in the chat. I was like, Von Miller got 10 tackles on the year. It's week 8. Like, is this nigga the same person?
And he did have a little injury, but even since he got there, and you can say it's the scheme or whatever, but the scheme is attack the quarterback for him. Like, it's go get sacks. And, I mean, you got Aaron Donald on the field, which we've seen Aaron Donald get other people paid because they get free runs because of him. So,
right.
I haven't seen Von. I mean, maybe we'll see him tonight, but, I mean, they playing Kyler. So, good luck on that. Good luck on getting Kyler to the ground.
So you got the Cardinals winning easily tonight?
Easily. I got a give me a 30-17 win for the Cardinals.
30-17.
Rams look kind of scary at the middle of the year, especially when they beat the Bucks.
I'll take that bet. I think the Rams gonna win.
Cardinals already put hands on them in LA. With Jalen, with, you know what I'm saying, with Higby and all, like, with Woods. Now they minus them three people tonight. Of course, it don't always go perfectly. Like, you know, you still got talent. You still got Stafford and Odell and, you know, Van and Cup. But, I mean, again, the Cardinals are getting healthy. So it's like,
I think you're
picking the Rams tonight.
I think I'm going with the Rams. I just like, you remember, what was that last year when the Steelers started? Was that last year or year before that when the Steelers started off like
11-0? Oh, that was last year. That was last year because I was like, you know, that them boys started off like a legit 11-0. And then they lost like 5 of the last 6. Yeah, that was last year.
So what you saying, Vontae? What you saying?
You saying the Cardinals going to fall off?
Yeah.
The Cardinals lose tonight.
Yeah, I got them losing tonight. I mean, I think this game. I think the Rams gonna come in. I think the Rams. Well, I mean, the Cardinals still trying to maintain that number one seed, but.
And this is on short notice now that they wasn't able to game plan, not having Jalen. It just happened today. It just COVID, you out. Like it wasn't even, you know, okay, we know he out. Let's back up corners, y'all. Do this. Nigga, go out there and guard DeAndre Hopkins immediately. Nigga, now shut up. Go guard him.
You think with the playoffs coming up that they gonna change the testing protocols?
What, make it more strict or less strict?
Well, more strict because, you know, they like, I think it tested every Monday, I think.
I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers vaccinated or really vaccinated?
Like, yeah, the vaccinated players.
Okay.
But they, because right now, like, the NFLPA wants them niggas to get tested every day because they said, like, I think this week, 37 players or 37 people around the league.
Right. A bunch of people that played yesterday. Like, I think, not Sweat from the, was it Payne from the?
Nah, Jonathan Allen.
Oh, yeah, Jonathan Allen. Jonathan Allen got put on there. Josh Gordon. Who else? Kadarius Toney did, but he didn't play. But somebody else got put. Josh, I know those three and a few. I think it was like 36 total players within the last few days got put on the COVID list. So yeah, for the vaccinated, they probably might go, like you were saying, they might go to like every 3-4 days. If it's only once a week, they definitely finna change that.
Well, even like they said about Higby tonight, they said his first test was positive and the next two was negative.
Right. So he still got a miss tonight, but there was like if he
it could still be maybe a false positive.
Tomorrow. Right. He could be back as soon as tomorrow if he tests negative again. It's tough to say. It definitely stand out though, like Amari missed unvaccinated, missed them two games. It's like dang. It happened in the playoffs. I don't think nobody big had to sit out no playoff games last year, did they?
Like, bro, that's your number one. Cause, like, what if, like, we already know how niggas, like, how teams, like, if they starting quarterback, like, go down, bro, like, your starting quarterback go down in the playoffs.
Where Rodgers get COVID in the playoffs.
Man.
I'm not even going to say. I think, like, they protect the quarterbacks enough through the regular season when it comes to injuries and the penalties and rules. I think in the playoffs, they're going to turn a blind eye. They no test in the playoffs. You get tested the day after the Super Bowl, like some crazy like that.
Yes, because that's like I said, like I was just thinking, like no big time players had to sit out no playoff games last year because of COVID. Off the top of my head, and I could be wrong, but I really just can't remember that happening. But yeah, I think both sides will be interesting. I'm more interested in the NFC side just because I feel like there's more stars and stuff involved. AFC, it's, you know, a lot of Raiders, Colts, stuff like that, Browns, like, okay. NFC is very interesting from top to bottom, so we'll see. We'll see how they go. What else we also touch on? We got Kyrie stuff. We got Ben Simmons stuff.
Hold on, before we got football. Before we got football, what you think they're going to do about Antonio Brown?
That's tough to say. A lot of people are saying they wait until the suspension over and they're going to cut him. And
what's up? For what it's worth, I mean, Bruce Arians, like, they asked him today and he said he ain't made up his mind yet, but
he ain't going over. Tom Brady is running that team.
I don't
it's
think
tough he, because I was thinking that too, but it's like it might be to the point where even Tom can't save you, bro. It's like we gave you this opportunity, we did all this, and you still just don't learn. Like from obviously, you know, doing the line, obviously that's bad enough, but then you just so stupid. You owe this nigga money, you owe your chef money, and you don't pay him, and he snitch on everybody.
Exactly, bro.
Like, I just don't understand. And it's always going to be stupid people in the world who make stupid decisions. NFL, NBA, regular person next door, it don't matter. But it's like, bro, come on. Like, he has a habitual thing with not paying people money that get him in trouble. Like, fam, stop asking people to do stuff and then not paying them, bro. You make a lot of money. I think he owed the dude, what, $10,000? Something like that?
Yeah, he ended up losing
like $500,000 for his suspension. It's like, fam, look how stupid you are. How stupid does that sound? You owe somebody $10,000 and end up losing $500,000. Like, karma, like, God looked down and said, oh, you think life a joke. Here go this karma, bro. Take all this karma and some more.
Yeah, I'm like at that point, bro. I'm like, nigga, like, just pay. Like, did you not? I mean, I'm pretty sure the nigga probably, maybe he didn't think about it. Like, oh, this nigga not gonna go to the NFL. Like, bro.
Yeah, and then on top of that part, you didn't think about, oh, I asked this nigga for help to get a fake vaccine card on top. Like, bro. So I'm sure that nigga was immediately. I knew he probably already had in his head. He was like,
"Yeah, if he don't pay me, yeah,
I'm snitching." Like,
I'm waiting. I wish he don't pay me.
He probably gave him like 2-3 weeks too. Like, hey, bro, you know how the text be. Like, you know, what's up, AB? I know you, busy on your season. Just, here go my cash out. Just slide that $10,000 whenever you get a chance, bro. I know you're busy. I'll let your boy though. Yeah. And messages start adding up. He like, okay, man, you don't send me my money, man. I'm going to do it. You know what I'm going to do. AB like, nigga, I wish you would, pussy. Do it. I don't care.
But then how cocky is it, though? Like, nigga probably like, man, you know what? Don't even worry about it. I got one from my teammate. Like, nigga.
And then when it came out, you knew it was – it's one of those things that you knew it was true immediately when it – because it was like, okay, the dude came out and said it. Like, that's not nothing. I mean, you could lie about it, but it's like it would be easily debunked if you lying versus like, oh, this nigga telling the truth. Like, try to get a fake vaccine card. Yeah, that sounds like it's not just coming out of thin air. This is something that really happened, like off real. It's like, yeah, that's true, bro.
And it's probably way more around the league too.
Oh yeah, they said they. I'm sure they started after that. I'm sure they started checking everybody. Like,
Well, that's the thing. So the NFL leave it up to the teams to check, and that's why Bruce Arians was like, "Well, I think the NFL need to like check more teams or whatever." Because yeah. The NFL just takes the team word on if a nigga show his card or not.
Yeah. So. It is what it is. I really don't know. It could really go both ways. They could keep them. I would say probably at this point it's probably 60-40. They cut them. Like I could see them saying, you know what, you done. Like, and after that he's done. Like, I don't think there's no more teams left.
I think even if they bring him back this season, like after this, bro, he needs to go on just.
I think they might bring him back, go win the Super Bowl, and then like, all right, appreciate it.
Yeah, regardless of how it goes, bring him back for one more run and talk to Tom and say, look, Tom, we tried, he can't get right. The boy is goofy. The boy is we gotta let him go. Perriman had that big play last night. He ain't AB, but I mean. Making plays like that, they might start being like, "Yeah, forget it. We don't need them." Tom could definitely use them though. Them quick routes, them over the top. Like he's definitely missed. Like if they had AB still, it wouldn't even be a contest sometimes.
I think ain't he on like a 1 year contract or something like that? He was trying to get a contract.
Yeah, I think he on a 1 year.
In the offseason, they was like, "Nah, I'll come back and do it again. I'm gonna prove yourself." You proved yourself all right. So I think they bring him back, go win another chip, and then that's it. Honestly.
Yeah. Might be a wrap for the boy.
Lou, so let me ask you this. Like, as a Cowboy fan, is that the team you fear the most in the playoffs?
Who?
The Bucks.
Yeah. Fear factor, I would go. Man, I want to put the Cardinals second, but I can't put them above the Packers. But those
Packers number one for me.
Yeah, I hate playing. Them niggas always get us in the playoffs.
Just because our history, and I think, like, I feel like just a matchup, like, with the Bucks, with the bigger receivers, like, I ain't going to say we can press them. Like, that's what one thing Antonio hurt us with, because that nigga's so quick. But if that pass rush can get there, they're going to have to throw a lot of quick passes.
Stop it.
Oh. It's not going to get there.
It's not getting to Brady, no. This nigga's the least sacked quarterback, and he's the slowest one of all of them. Like, it's a reason why. He's not getting there. Next.
We will just agree to disagree on that.
Next.
But, yeah, I just feel like – because I feel like – Huh?
I said he do get the ball out quick. He don't really take sacks. He get it out of his hand. But that's why he need Antonio, because some of them times, like without him, stuff don't be there how it would be with him.
Because I feel like for the most part, Trayvon did a good job on Mike Evans week one. I mean, of course, niggas, and that was week one, but.
Yeah, we'd kill y'all now.
Wait, if they cut Antonio, yeah, that's a big help to.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Play them playoffs.
Yeah.
Man, how old y'all think Tom Brady is?
You said how old?
Yes.
He's 44. What you mean?
This nigga's 44, bro. This nigga's 44. This nigga's old, bro. God almighty.
Yeah, bro. That's what I said, like. I was thinking about that earlier, listening
not
to
just 40, you know, not just 40 or just past the 41. I think it's 44. I think it's almost 50.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, I was thinking about that earlier. I was like, bro, I think he got, like, regardless of what he say and all the every hoopla and all that, I think he legit has 2 years after this. Two. Like, nothing more, nothing, something less. It could easily be less.
Bro, two years is like forever for him and being at 44.
It is.
I didn't know he was that old. I'm not going to lie. I thought he was like 41, 42. I'm not even going to lie. This nigga's 44.
Yeah, bro. Like, eventually, it's like, okay, Tom. Like, especially if y'all win another one, whether it's this year or next. Like,
you got to wrap. If you do what you do and wrap up to the sunset, it's you know, you got to like have people like Vontae saying Joe Montana's still better than you, like stuff like that. But
if you I think just not even telling. Well, I think what that helped him out is like taking care of his body.
Yeah,
I mean, we'll see flashes from like. As far as like arm strength and stuff, or I mean,
from Ben,
but that nigga,
he's gonna say Ben,
but he can't do it consistently.
Man, I mean, Aaron,
what you say?
Did we lose him?
Vontae.
Maybe he must have left the episode.
This man, Vontae, no, he's still here. Even this man driving under a tunnel or something.
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. You said Aaron what?
I said he's 38, so.
Yeah, shoot.
But, I mean, we see right now that nigga got that toe injury, so.
I think he's still on Ben. Please let it go after this season.
I'll tell you what, Philip Rivers last year, right, Lou?
Like, yeah, man, it's time to go. I think Aaron stay around at least 3 to 4 more years. I think Aaron does. Tom, like, I give him 2. They win the ring this year, please hang it up. Like, for real. Like, just hang it up, bro. Like, there's nothing else to do if y'all – another one. Like, it would have been cool to retire after this one. Another one, bro.
Because you proved your point.
Yeah, it's like, I know you're going to miss the camaraderie, miss the locker room, and being able to do the little videos you do out the
window. Go home to your family, bro. Go home to your family.
Go home, bro. Like, it's over, bro.
You
like,
got kids,
that's,
bro.
That's what I wonder. I wonder how much, like, is it like, Tom, enough is enough. Like,
like, bro, like, I know you want to keep playing, like, and you look fine playing, but, bro, please, like, I don't want it to be the, like, oh, yeah.
The ACL,
like,
or I don't, or something stupid.
Completely garbage, like, being, like, walk
and
away.
And I get what players, like, a lot of players be like, oh, I, like, once I retire, I don't know what to do with my, like, bro. Y'all got so much, like, between the two of them, bro, they got so much money. Like, y'all can just travel for the rest of y'all life.
Everybody say that, and then they eventually, I mean, you're not going to just die, like, you do something, you figure out life without football. Like, go on with your life. Like, we've seen it, obviously, hundreds of thousands of times. Like, you move on and do something else. Whatever you're going to do, do it. Peyton Manning thought he'd never go. He went, and he just living life. Like, you got kids, you got your wife. Now you got to enjoy your life.
But, like, the role Peyton got now, could you see Tom doing something like that? I just can't see him, like, doing, like, a Brady cast or something.
He wouldn't.
Whatever he's gonna do, he got to do it. He got to go.
But like you were saying, Lou, like it's funny. You look back and you think about Brady. Up until his prime and after his prime, we've never seen him bad at all. Peyton Manning's last year or so, he was bad. Drew Brees last year, bad. Phillip Rivers, bad. Right. Being right, we didn't see Brady bad, so it'll be heartbreaking to see him go out being bad. Like, it would, you know.
I don't want to see it, please, bro. Like. I know. I mean, especially if they make it to like NFC Championship game and lose, I mean, he's definitely gonna give it another year. But it's like, man, like, y'all win another ring. Like, if Tom Brady in February 2022 walks off the field as a Super Bowl champion again, I hope he announces retirement right there. Like, go away, go, please. Like, it's over, bro. Like, let these other young quarterbacks shine. Like, you got your, you proved your point. You are the greatest of all time. Even Vontae could say that name. Like.
Yeah, no comment.
Wait, I don't even know what Gary be saying about Tom. What do Gary think of Tom? I don't really know.
That's a good question.
I don't know what numbers, but I think he said the first, what did he be saying? The first 2 or 3 Super Bowls was because of defense.
That nigga Gary do be on other stuff. I mean, reason it wasn't, he cheated. The ball deflated.
Oh man,
Tom Brady is like the Michael Jordan of the NFL, because when he's playing, nobody else can get their shine. Ben Roethlisberger couldn't do a lot because he had to play Tom Brady. Mahomes had to go against Tom Brady. Phillip Rivers is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Couldn't do nothing because he had to play against Tom Brady. Like, he stopped you from getting your shine. Like,
I hope Mac Jones don't turn into that. I hope they just – I hope they trash. Trash. And this nigga had the nerve to do what MJ10 or something stupid.
Yeah.
Like,
all right, bro. As soon as he said that, I was like, you should have did Mac 10. Mac 10 would have been better.
Yeah, they probably was like, that ain't gonna go over well with the
yeah, with the Kraft Foundation. With the Kraft Foundation.
They're gonna be like, hold on. Yeah, that would have been too good. That's really too perfect.
MJ10.
Any other football topics though? I mean, got the game tonight. Chargers, Chiefs on Thursday. Saturday football. It's a good time of the year. Now, Kyrie, they said there's growing optimism, which all they said was he's been talking to KD more the last few weeks.
Getting his vaccine?
That's what they make it seem like, but they don't say that. They just said there's growing optimism because he's been talking to KD. Like, I'm like, that don't mean nothing. Like, what does that mean? They've been like, if he not saying, I mean, over the last few weeks, like, what it like, it's either you gonna get the vaccine or not. So it's not like you're trying to convince him to come back, and it's just like he could just come back and nothing happened. To come back, he has to do something. So
he has to get the vaccine.
It's not like him talking to KD the last few weeks, like.
What does that mean? Like, are you at the hospital right now? Or no, what?
You ain't been at the hospital for weeks. Like, deliberate. Like, you can go get the vaccine today, and it'd be over with and done. Like, so that's stupid. So I mean, what is that? All that means is KD been saying we really need you. Like, I mean, like okay, like nigga, they like, is that what you waiting on for them to say? We need you for you to change your mind, get the vaccine, bro. Like, this is all stupid. So
Kyrie is, but the thing is, you've done it. You've held out and stood on this ground, this belief for so long. When you do get your vaccine, you're gonna look like a sellout, regardless. Or you're gonna have to be like, well, I did some research and I understand the.
Well, that's the crazy thing though, because if I'm not mistaken, he said he not against the vaccine per se. He just against that they trying to like that they required.
Right, so you're going to like a sellout. But you know you got to be bored,
yeah,
bro.
For the people he's standing up, yeah.
Nigga got to be bored, bro. Like,
hey, what you doing?
You got an offseason, they got another offseason. Like, what you doing, bro?
I don't think that it's not that they don't want to hoop. I do think, like, he don't care about hooping. Like, he kind of just
got a little Kaepernick at him a little bit.
Like, he just float on air. Like, he just go with the wind. Like, I don't know what he really care for. And KD, that his decision to leave looked more iffy every day. Like, Warriors been hooping. You could be a part of that. And instead, you're dealing with Kyrie. Like, you even got James, and it's still like, you're still dealing with, like, you could just be chilling with stuff.
James brought that Houston Rockets mentality that he had in Houston.
Yeah, it's tough. They said Ben Simmons trade talks heating up. We done heard that 4 or 5 times. I wish we could trade. I wish the Lakers could trade everybody on their roster for him, because our show would take them.
First time since Julius Randle and Lonzo Ball was on the Lakers. I have to say, the Lakers are trash. I feel so much better getting it out of my system. Lakers but are trash. I can't watch basketball right now because the Lakers are trash.
You don't think it's too early? Too early?
I lied to y'all. I said I was waiting on Christmas Day. No, the Lakers are trash. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it, bro. I'm tired of looking at it, bro. Yeah, it's like Trent on the TV. Every time I turn on TV, the Lakers are down 14. I can't do it, bro. I'm like, these niggas are always down, bro. Like, why are y'all not hooping? Like, oh my God, bro.
I was talking to one of my homeboy. He a Lakers fan, and he was just like, to him, it's still too early to like.
Bro, it's 14-14 or something. It is not too early, bro. You got a 30-game sample size. Y'all are not hooping. Y'all not hooping, bro. Like, too early is the first 10 games. 15, bro. We 40 games in. Y'all are not hooping. What are y'all doing?
Yeah, we look.
Y'all gonna bring Tyronn Lue in? Like,
we're looking pretty bad.
You don't think like I'm saying like you don't think that veteran like just like once the playoffs kick in that veteran leadership will kick in?
Now you trolling me. Now you being funny.
No, I'm serious.
You trolling me funny. The boys put out a advanced metric of the day. They said the Lakers walked the most out of all teams. Y'all saw that, bro? Did y'all see that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Bro,
saw
like, oh, bro.
You got the slowest pace.
Slowest pace in the league, bro. Like, what? No.
Yeah, I thought, like, the first mixed in with, like,
ain't no flip you can switch on that, bro. Like,
and THC mixed in with Russ, like, I thought it could work. And it's just, I mean, we lost two games to the Thunder. Like, we was up by, like, double digits. Like, we just.
The Thunder,
I don't know, bro. Like
it's my seed. Like it's like Facebook page. We beat the Magic. Like it's the Magic, though. Like
we lost to the Thunder without LeBron. We didn't need Bron. We shouldn't have needed Bron.
Y'all lost to the Grizzly without when it, y'all they didn't have they star. Like
yeah, we just I don't know, and we don't have no tradable assets, so nothing gonna. I mean, we could trade THT, but we not. I mean, we just signed him to a big deal. Like, he's one of your only young players. Like, you can't – not just going to trade him. So, it's like
– that's actually enough NBA talk. What's next?
we can't even do what the Cavs did and, like, flip the roster. Like, we don't have no flippable pieces. Like, nobody is going to take
– Bro, y'all talking about all this, bro. Y'all leaving out the person who deserved the most game.
Who? It ain't Frank Vogel.
Yes.
Who?
Oh, yeah, he's. Who? I've come to grips. Anthony.
Oh, AD? Oh, street clothes.
Yeah. He's not what we thought he would be. Like it was like, okay, he's gonna be able to take over. No, he doesn't have a number one mentality. He doesn't have a like. He just want to be who? He just want to be like the second best player on the team.
He wanna be like Dwight Howard.
Like he just.
Like it kills me. Like, bro, they're elite. Like the nigga just takes so many threes. Like, bro, it's the reason they're leaving you. Are you having open looks? Like, that's what they want you to do.
Yeah, he just be out there just throwing them up, throwing them up.
Anthony Davis is what, 27? Or am I? No, he old in that, right?
28, I think.
28. Regardless, he's in his prime. And I feel like I've been watching him for like 10 years. And he's just in his early late 20s.
Like he don't got heart like Giannis. Like he don't got no heart, bro.
They discussed that. They said if he don't have heart like Giannis, like
he don't got that. He don't got like I wanna kill you mentality. He got I just wanna hoop and just kinda I wanna kinda beat you. Like I wanna kinda beat you just hooping. Like I don't wanna kill you like Giannis feel like. Like, I just kind of want to beat you just hooping, shooting jump shots. Yeah, scream after this jump shot. Like,
Nick got to play a pickup.
Speaking of his old team, what y'all think Zion?
I think he's out there, bro. I don't think he want to play there, but I do think his injury concern is real. Like, he had the setback. He had the surgery. He's coming back. He had, like, two setbacks.
Let the record say.
Yeah,
let the record say that Trey did say a long time ago Zion wasn't gonna pan out. We can go back and check the group chat. Zion wasn't gonna pan out.
Why did you say
that? Now I said it now, and you corrected me because I was like, he wasn't explosive. You're like, bro, he got a 40-inch vert. Like, okay, you're right. You got that. But I just feel like him being 6'6", trying to play center, and all that you can do is jump and dunk the ball. You have nothing else right now, really. I feel like it would eventually was going. He was still a bully down there, he got all the rebounds. He like, you know, he go 12 for 13 from the field because that's all he do is dunk the ball. But I feel like eventually it just ain't gonna, it just ain't gonna work long term. And I just, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he plays a game this season. I think he sits out literally the whole season. and we'll see what his health and his in shapeness is like after being out of basketball over a year. Like, I remember watching him in when they was at the bubble. Like, his defensive awareness was just horrible. Like, he just looked lazy on defense. Like, most athletic nigga just lazy on defense. Like, I don't need you to be Kawhi. Yeah, I just need you to
slew foot it, bro.
I don't need you to be the greatest defensive player ever. You just can't be that athletic and be that lazy on one end of the court. Like, he just getting beat back door, just out there, just looking, trying to play center. Like, you could play center on offense. Like, you could take the center out to the three-point line and do a high post and, you know, do whatever. But on defense, you're still not getting boards over a seven-foot nigga. Like, and that's all teams got. You got a big center, you got shooters all around it, and whatever. Like, so you really can't – you could play center, but you can't play center. And so, I mean, like, he's just weird. Like, he's Kobe height trying to be Shaq. Like,
exactly.
And, I mean, on a Tuesday night in November against – the Magic, you could put up 30, but how much real winning is that gonna lead to? Like, is that sustainable? Are you sustainable, or is that play like as your body as a competitor? Can you stay on the court? Can that play style win big? Like, and I like Vontae said, I know he don't want to be in New Orleans. Like, who wants to be there? They garbage. The organization is garbage. Like, it is what it is. But just in general, him, like, even if he got traded to New York, what is he gonna do?
Yeah.
I just don't know. I really don't. It's looking kind of iffy. Ja, Luka, all flourishing.
Trae Young.
Yeah, Trae. Like, he kind of looking iffy.
Well, that's enough NBA. It's depressing.
Any other? We've been over. We on a little over an hour. Any real life topics we need to hit on? Obviously, we had Kanye and Drake come back together for the horrible little fake concert they did for Larry Hoover.
Bro, I don't understand the purpose.
They said after that they was gonna extend Larry Hoover's sentence. It was so bad. That shit was strange. I mean, honestly, did he pay money for his legal fund? Was it too?
Bro, I don't understand the purpose. Like, the nigga has, what, 6 life sentences? Like, he been locked up since, what, the 70s, 80s? He's not getting out, bro.
I thought they passed him. He gonna get out early.
Nah.
Oh, that was one of the life sentences. Okay.
Just like, man, that was a good concert. I'll take off 2 life sentences. It's all good. He still got 4. Like, bro, I don't understand the point either. Jay Prince, like, he just was so destined to try to put Kanye and Drake back together. Like,
well, they said it was more. I kind of heard they said it was more of like a deal for Jay Prince, because him and Larry Hoover was good friends.
Yeah, but it's like, what was it going to accomplish?
A way to get a quick bag. Which none of them really need it, but.
It's crazy. After all that beefing they was doing, I mean, posting this nigga address, all the shots he took at him on the album, and then you happy as hell. Drake was ecstatic, too. He was happy. Well, that boy was happy.
Guess who's going to jail tonight?
You see Kanye freestyling at Rolling Loud?
God gonna post my bell.
I ain't see it, bro. It was trash.
No, he's just freestyling to that Future that fuck up some commas. I mean, it ain't really had no substance to it.
Oh no, I
take listen to music for substance,
bro. I go check it, but man. Recently, what we had, we ain't really had no albums recently.
Top of the morning.
Yeah, Kendrick still ain't dropped. I give a shout out to Russ. I listened to a little bit of his album, and he's actually on there rapping. Like, it felt like 2010, 2011. Like, niggas like just hopping on beats and just rapping. Like, So I don't really listen to much Russ, but salute to him. I checked out his album. He got a bunch of crazy features on there. He got Wale, Crit, Big Sean. All the songs with them on it is good. He on that.
Who we talking about again?
Russ.
Russell Simmons?
I don't even know who that is.
No. R-U-S-S, Russ.
Russell Westbrook rapping with Dame now?
I'll post the one song that you might know of him that he is in the chat after this. But yeah, he a rapper. He's like, bro, I promise. He legit, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't just say that about anybody. He legit on that rapping. Like I said, it felt like 2011, 2012. Like he a rapping. Singer? Like, punchline, similes. His first big song was him singing. But he a rapper. And he on that, like rapping. Like,
he got a few, like, songs I think Trey might know.
Yeah, maybe so. We'll see after this. We'll see. He might not know none of them.
Russ.
But
you know I'm getting old, bro. I don't keep up with the young kid, the hippity hop, the baby this, baby that.
The baby don't rap. The baby is a fake wannabe Nelly. That's who he wanna be. He wanna be like Nelly.
I figured you liked the baby.
Nah, I mean he done has a couple songs that I know that, you know, I liked at the time, but that rock star, like I could rip my ears out anytime I ever heard that.
And that I think we talked about in the group chat, that Suge song that he won like Song of the Year on. That was that's the stupidest line ever. Like, what is it? I forgot what it was. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, but he ain't got no consistency. I don't care. I'm not listening to the Baby album. I really don't like. I don't care about. I like a Lil Baby. I take that back. I listened to the whole Lil Baby and Durk album. I did.
The Babies, the Big Baby, all that. I guess I'm getting old, but I feel like Bunty said, it really ain't got too much substance. They try to have some substance. I don't know what it is.
Definitely, obviously. R.I.P. one of my favorite rappers, Dolph.
Yep.
Man, it was like literally a year and some change after Mo 3 got shot, so it was crazy for me. But yeah, what else? and on top of that, like losing him, like I said, Dolph was one of my favorite rappers. So, and I've always thought about, like, after Cole and Crit and them are done, like,
what do we have? Exactly. What do we have?
Playing back all they old stuff and just, that's why, like, Cole be throwing hits, he gonna retire. I'm like, no, nigga, shut up. No, you're not. Like, relax. Relax, bro. You're not retired.
Did you listen to his set at Rolling Loud, Lou?
I saw a couple clips of it online. Somebody threw their phone at this nigga. He started recording with their phone. That shit was funny. Like, he was like, "There's some random nigga phone salute to him." Like, but yeah, I watched a few clips of it. Coachella, they said they shut down. What's the name? Coming Travis.
Oh yeah.
They canceled that. They said, "Now we good."
Was a mass murderer.
Yeah, that was.
We touched on that. Like, how much blame y'all think he deserved?
A little bit, definitely. For the people saying he deserves none, that's not the case. After and before, we saw many people, many artists performing, stop shows and, you know, do things when one person got, you know, sick or whatever like that. So regardless of, you know, people say he can't see, blah, blah, like at one point he was 20 feet above the crowd. Like, he could see everything. He was the only one who could see everything. So, he's not solely, but he getting sued along with the, you know, everybody who, you know, did the show, obviously. So, I mean, he's somewhat to blame. He did stop one time, but I think he could have stopped the show a little more. Like, I'm not performing no more until these people. So it was a lot of weird stuff. Like, you know,
what do you do at a Travis Scott concert anyway? Just a bunch of
jumping up and down, going crazy. Niggas were like the videos doing beforehand of doing drugs, like
passing, like, so don't know. It's crazy.
And they made it like a festival. Like, why is it 9 10-year-olds? Like, I'm thinking it's just a concert, and they got, but you know, 9-year-olds passed away.
The 9-year-old, like, I'm like, I'm not saying it's his father fault. He died, of course, but why do you have, like, you know, it's gonna be a, like, they said the capacity was 50,000, but it was close to 100,000, 150,000. Like, bro, I'm not even having my 9-year-old.
The 9-year-old's up there by himself with no, like, supervision?
No, he was there with his dad.
Okay.
It was just crazy. It was people jumping fences. Like, you know, you outside. It's not a, like, okay, you think, okay, security gonna be there. It's, well, how many gonna be there? 50,000? Okay, whatever. We'll be fine. But that didn't shut me off from going to an outside concert ever. Like, I'm good on that, bro. Like, they had people, it was like thousands of people who didn't have a ticket and just rushed, like, came in with no, like, nah, I'm good on. If folks could just get in and double the numbers and make it, like, packed as hell, I'm good on that, bro. Like, I'm good on any outside concert. Like, I don't care what security precautions, I don't care about none of that. Like, they literally had thousands of people out there with no ticket just rushing in and shit. Like, that was crazy. Matter of fact, when that happened, before it started, when they had people rushing in and doing all that shit, they should have stopped everything then and say, we're not letting this start until stuff gets sorted out. But they, again, they let it go on, and you see what happened. Like, when you have people rushing in before it even started, it should have been completely stopped and, hey, we got to get some order around here because this shit don't make no sense.
Well, see, that's what I put on, like, was it Live Nation? Whoever was over it, like, because they supplied a lot of the private security. And, like, right. I saw videos, niggas who was doing the private security, like, nigga, I ain't no security. Like, it's bad.
This check, yeah. People come out. I think there was, like, one security officer was, like, they said they contacted him, like, the day before or something. Like, he was just like, okay, like, you know. I think it was one of them that said he didn't go because something, like, it wasn't organized enough for no, like, hell no. But, and I mean, I'm sure the people, like the dude with the 9-year-old, he was thinking, okay, we just going to a Travis Scott concert, you know, enjoy ourselves, but man.
One Astro World.
Yeah, have fun, you know, enjoy a little concert, Drake and them coming.
Eat some cotton candy.
I think in that situation, I think he had him on like his shoulders, and once everybody started moving, like he fell, and that's how he got trampled.
I mean, if you see videos, it's literally like, and like they were saying, like, it was so packed, you couldn't even breathe, bro. Like, you just, literally, people just sitting there just dying because they can't get no air because there's so many people packed on top of each other. Like, that shit was scary, bro. Seeing the videos and folks just passing out and dying, like, and hearing, you know, people talk about what they dealt with, like, how they couldn't breathe in there and stuff. Like, it's like, I'm good, bro. No outside concerts ever for me, bro. Ever. I'm good. Unless it's like something small or something. Even then, I'm good. But yeah, that was definitely sad. That was definitely some weird stuff. Definitely.
The game starts in, what, 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's going to start. Anything we miss?
Nah, got everything for the most part.
Try to do something when Gary get on here.
Yeah, definitely this weekend when he off or something. I think that's it though, man. We happy to be back. We on full go, full court press.
Yes, sir.
Full go mode. The website is cracking.
Facebook is cracking. podcast.com. You can message us on Facebook. You can email us on the website.
LGTVpodcast.com. We can't say it enough. We definitely need to look, you know, we're going to look into some merch. Like,
oh yeah, for sure.
It's coming. Like, full corporation home. We in there. Yeah. We got Baby in the Beard coming. Baby Face in the Beard.
Oh yeah. Not to be confused with the Baby Face. Just
it's going down, bro. Full Court Press, we on there. LGTV. We coming for sure. Anything else before we dip out, y'all?
Nah. That's it.
stay safe, stay blessed. Lou, Gary not here, Trey, Young Vontae, LGTV, we're going to holler at y'all. LGTVpodcast.com.
.com. Thanks for listening.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We out.
Lou, LGTV, man. Holler at us. Yeah.